feel worried and frustrated. Connectedness ought to take the form of compassion, responsibility, and assault. And this lecture is a good opportunity to take up with that. Paul Muldoon is an internationally renowned poet born in Northern Ireland, County Armagh, a small town of Portadown. Attended Queen's University, Belfast, where he met Heaney, Seamus Heaney, and all those poets, actually, friends and second generation, who we regard the arts of the Irish poets, or the Belfast group. His first collection, in Belfast, was published by the prestigious Faber and Faber very early in his life, at the age of 21, or maybe 22. And then between 73 and 86, he worked as an arts producer for the BBC in Belfast, and also his job was an arts producer's job. Nevertheless, it was the peak time of the Northern Irish Troubles. So, Professor Muldoon saw things. In 1987, he settled, or moved, over to the United States, where he started teaching at Princeton University, where he is a professor, and now has been for over 3 decades, interrupted by a brief period where for 5 or 6 years he delivered the Oxford Poetry Lectures in Oxford, and they were published into fine collections. Paul Muldoon has been awarded several prestigious prizes, including the T.S. Eliot Prize, which he was awarded twice, I mean quite a bit. Pulitzer Prize for Poetry, American Academy of Arts and Letters Poetry, probably it's a twin organization. And so on. I'm not here to appreciate his poetry, but I can recall that when I was working for Europa Publishers in the 1980s, early 90s, we got an inspection copy of Ad Hoc, still regarded as one of the greatest achievements poetry, and it was something an amazement to read this vast, I would say robust collection of poetry focusing on the theme of colonization. A few practicalities of this. So the lecture will be promptly followed by a musical recital. The musicians ask the audience not to interrupt their performance. Expressing approval. You probably have the program, the 6 individual short pieces, but the 6 pieces are sort of composed into a major musical composition. So this is why the musicians would like to perform it as a one composition, and we see expressions of approval only after they have finished their performance. Interesting thing is that one of the 6 musical pieces is composed by Kevin Mullans, who was born in South Africa, although Kevin, the first name, may indicate that there was some Irish ancestry, but later settled also wish to share a new pint of Guinness. May take a walk to Jack Doyle's Irish Bar at the corner of Billbox Lane and Archangel Street, actually the address is Archangel Street, 10 minutes, 10 minutes walk. If you're thirsty, you can... Archangel, yeah. I was trying to distract you, but... those who are pretty thirsty may cover the distance in a short period of time.
Irish situation was and continues. certainly an act of acquisition of this text, which of course we tend to think of as being one of the earliest, if not the earliest, texts in the, so the English canon, though of course it's not written in English. But it's claimed as being part of the English canon. And there are those, not as in particular, who, without being jingoistic,